This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We always love supporting local artists here on Joy 94.9. Inside the Sound Museum tonight, Mel Jade is a singer-songwriter from Melbourne. Her debut album, Alive, is released this week online. She's currently in the UK doing some promo. Welcome to Sound Museum, Mel Jade.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
No worries at all, doll. Now, for those listeners who may not know your music, can you give us a basic rundown of your career so far?
So basically, I started with just songwriting since I was a really young kid. And then I started writing for other artists, kind of was collaborating with different people. The first time I stepped onto the scene was with a remix of my song, actually, which Armin van Buuren played on his radio show in Holland. And so that's how that one kind of blew up. So after that, I decided to do my very own album and kind of do everything my way and see what I could come up with. So for the last, maybe it's over a year now, even, I've been just writing and recording, and I finally got to release it. So I'm really excited about it. It's called Alive.
Now, Mel, being an independent artist, you have to be across everything from social media to marketing, publicity, legal. Do you have a team around you to assist you, or is it a one-woman army?
Oh my gosh, it's been so intense. I've learned so much about the industry along the way. I do have some really cool people on my team, but really the main person who's really on board is my stylist, Ricky James Flynn, and he is just epic. He has really helped create, because I was kind of like, as a musician and as a writer, I get inspired by so many different things, and he kind of was able to take all my ideas and put them into a really cool style. So he gives me all the clothes for everything I do, and I love him to death for it. And he even has helped with, if I do a photo shoot and I say which photo should I do for the cover, he'll help me pick it. So he's been really the main person who's helped me along. And then of course I have the producer who helped make the tracks. And with the other side of it, it's pretty much been all me just trying to push everything. I did connect with an agent and some PR people to help me out over in the UK, but yeah, it's kind of been a bit of I've been the queen of my own castle. So it's pretty fun, but full on.
Mel, like a lot of artists, you do post a lot of videos on YouTube, which is great. And the single We Could Make a Movie had over 1 million hits on YouTube, which is amazing for local artists.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
What countries have really responded to your music so far?
It's kind of a mishmash of everywhere. I mean, when people chat to me on Facebook and Twitter, they're literally from all over the world. So I kind of don't even know where my fan base is. America is one place that's responded. UK, Australia, like people from home. But then even Poland and stuff like that. I don't know. It's really mixed up. But I guess that's the cool thing about the internet, that you can put something out there and then all of a sudden people from around the world are able to see it and respond to it. So yeah, it's kind of cool. Hey, this is Mel Jade, and you're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
The new album Alive is released this week. Now, for the album, you worked with one producer. What made you choose him, and what was it like in the studio?
It was actually a funny thing, because I was going to work with a lot of different producers, but this guy is just so talented. His name's Travis King, so I just decided to work with him on all the tracks. And it's kind of cool, because I really did want to incorporate different influences from every style of music that I listen to and that I like. So I thought by having one producer, it kind of gives it that, that same sound, but I can still have those other influences. So it was actually good working with one producer in the end. Yeah, in the studio, I actually did it a really weird way. So the producer, I would tell him kind of what I wanted done and what kind of tracks I wanted, and he would send me some options, and then I would choose one to go ahead, and then he would just send me the blank track with no lyrics, melody or anything in it. I would write over the top, and I would actually record the vocals in a different studio and then send them back to him to get mixed and mastered and all that kind of thing. So I went to a lot of different studios in Melbourne until I found my favourite one.
You write all your own songs, which is really, really important, because obviously it helps you financially as well. But have you ever tried to work with other artists and maybe write for other people in the future?
Yes, I love writing so much. It's actually one of my favourite parts of the whole industry. So, writing my own album, I think, was so important, because I can get really what I want across. There's a lot of me coming through there, a lot of what I've been feeling lately, and, you know, all my favourite words and all that kind of thing. But as for other artists, I actually got the chance to write for some really cool people, like a big K-pop girl group, which was fun, and just some emerging Australian artists and even some other dance singers from Europe. So it's kind of cool because you get to explore. When I write my own stuff, it kind of, I feel like it has to represent me or what I want my album to be about. But when I write for other people, I can kind of go outside of that box a little bit and just write about anything. So
the album Alive out this week, Mel. You're in the UK doing some promotion, including some gay pride gigs. How have the gay boys responded to your music so far?
I love the crowd so much. It's just a really cool energy and a really supportive energy. So people have been responding really well. I don't know. I think the album resonates with the gay crowd. I have no idea why. Maybe it's we have the same taste in music or something. But yeah, it's been really cool. It's a really cool crowd.
Gay guys love pop and dance. So you're definitely pop and dance, Mel. So that's why we love you.
Love you too.
Now, the debut album from Mel Jade, it's called Alive. It's online right now. Check out her website, meljade.com. Thanks so much for joining us this evening, Mel, on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been fun.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.